The Gemara says on Daf Dalet on the base, Tanan. Maybe get Memdina Sayon Ben Yochalom of Faneta of Faninechtam. Yeshal of Eidim Yiskayim Bechostam. This is a Mishnah on Daf Chesem and Aleph. It's Hashem. Hopefully we'll get to it. Not this semester, but hopefully next semester. It's Hashem. Maybe. Let's see. What is the Mishnah saying? Someone who brings a get from Medina Sayon. So our Mishnah on that day sets forth the principle that someone who brings a get from Medina Sayon has to say Befaneh Befaneinechtam. He has to say Befaneh. That's the Takana Rabbanim. So comes the Mishnah on that tennis and says, what happens if he's Einu Yochol Lomer Befaneh? So he can't say Befaneh Befaneinechtam. So Zok the Mishnah, Im Yeshul of Eidim Yiskayim Bechosov. Not Im Yeshul of Orim Yiskayim Bechosov. No, even before that. Even before Orim. You got to do something. He's supposed to say Befaneh, but to the end he can't. For some reason, we'll have to discuss why. For some reason he can't say Befaneh. It says the Mishnah, so have Kiyim. Im Yeshul of Eidim Yiskayim Bechosov. V'havinam bo, and we ask the Kasha on this Mishnah, the Kasha is on the tense. My ve'enu yocholomer. What does that mean? Vos meintos ve'enu yocholomer. Ilem a cheresh. If we're talking about a cheresh, why can't he say befana? If we're talking about a cheresh in the Gemara means a deaf mute, someone who can't speak, someone who can't hear. He doesn't have das. It used to be in those times, if someone couldn't speak, they couldn't hear. So then he didn't have any das. They couldn't educate him. They couldn't educate that person. Baruch Hashem, now we can educate the person. But that's what the Gemara is assuming. A cheresh is someone who doesn't have das. He can't speak, he can't hear. So we're talking about a cheresh varisui gitahu. How do we even get the first base? How can the cheresh be a shliach? The aknan, akol ksherim, lavi yastager chutz mecheresh ato bekotah. The Mishnah says on Daf Chav Gimel that cheresh ato bekotah can't bring again. It says, Rashi chutz mecheresh ato bekotah, lav b'nei dayaninu, v'ein yecholim lasu shliach l'garshu, k'daninu b'kidushin, v'ein kotah nasu shliach, v'hu adin lahanach. The Gemara Kedushin says that atem gam atem, that the mishaleach, the shliach has to be like the mishaleach, the shliach has to have das. Right? There are different timing that are given for this. Right? The svara is lav b'nei dayaninu, that's it. But then you see, look in the Rishonim, they're being psukim to sugya unto itself. But the point is, a cheresh ato bekotah cannot bring again. They can't be a shliach. So they can't be a shliach. Obviously, the Mishnah can't be talking about it. The Mishnah is talking about a case where someone can be a shliach, but yet he didn't say b'fana, and now the Mishnah paskins in Yeshla v'edim. So who could it be? It's not a cheresh. The Amar of Yosef, Hachav Mayaskin, Gon Shinas Lok Shul Pikach, Lohispik Lomer B'fanim, Lohispik Lomer B'fanim, Lohispik Lomer B'fanim, Lohispik Rav Yosef said, what are we talking about? It's not a cheresh. He became a shliach when he was a pikach. But later, he was Nischarish. He's Pikach and Nischarish. He's a Pikach when he took the get. He was a shliach. Yashlichus was Chal. Then he came to give the get, and in the interim he became a cheresh. He lost his ability to speak. He lost his das. He lost his ability to function properly. So, Zok the Mishnah, Im Yeshul Aveidim Yiskayim Bechosma. He can't say Befaneinecha Befaneinechtam anymore. He can't speak. He says the Mishnah, Im Yeshul Aveidim Yiskayim Bechosma. The Rava Nicha L'Rabba Kasha, Frek the Gemara. What's this here? What's the Mishnah here for? Because we're trying to figure out the time of Befaneh. Is it like Rava or like Rava? So says the Gemara, there's a riot to Rava against Rava. Why? Because everyone agrees there's a takana of Befaneh Befaneh Nechta. If you bring a get from Medina Sayam, you have to say Befaneh. The Machlokas is for what reason? So in this situation where you can't say Befaneh, what does the Mishnah say? Yeshul Aveidim Yiskayim Bechosu. Kiyam is enough. So according to Rava, that's true. L'chadchili is supposed to say b'fana, to obviate the need for kiyam. But in this situation, it's a b'dievet situation, where he was a pikeach, and later he's nischaresh, so this b'dievet situation, as long as you have kiyam, then that can take the place of the b'fana. That can take the place of b'fana according to Rava, but it doesn't take the place of b'fana according to Rabba. If the purpose of b'fana, if the b'fana not the mufi Rabba, is because of lishma, there's a chashash of shalol lishma, so how is Kiyam going to solve the problem? There's a takana sachanim that you have to fulfill over here. And you can't fulfill that takana sachanim, and Kiyam can't take the place of that takana sachanim if the problem that we're solving, that we're trying to solve, is a shalol lishma problem. Stuff a kash against Rabba. Kash against Rabba. And even if you say Rabba is like the Rava, like we said before, they're still not going to help us. Because Rabba holds there are beda zachin over here. There are both points. You have to say b'fana for two reasons, according to Rabba. So if you have kiyum, that solves the kiyum part of b'fanai, right? Rabbah is like the rabbah, he holds you also have to say for kiyum. But he doesn't deny that you have to say for shalom l'shma also. So if you have to say for the chashash of shalom l'shma, how's kiyum going to solve that problem? Is a takana derabbanan. If you have to say b'fanai, you're not fulfilling that takana. So, okay, I feel sorry for you, but you have to fulfill that takana. And if you don't, then l'chora, the get's not going to work. Right, that's the whole Gemara on the Afheir Medbeis, Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim. What happens if you gave the get and you didn't say b'fana? Right, so why should we say no? According to Rabbo, well, you're supposed to, but you didn't do it, so it's okay. It's not okay. Right, if you left out b'fana, it's a problem. So how does this work according to Rabbo? That's the kasha of the Gemara. So Dr. Gemara, hocha b'mayaskinan la'acha sholamdu. Anu chinesh. La'acha sholamdu. But there was a time that they were longdu, that the B'nai Medina Sayyam learned about the Shema. And after they know about Lishma, so then the Takana doesn't apply. The Takana was only said Kolzman that they're not Bekiyim B'Lishma. Rabbi Nutam interprets that this means after they were Makabel the Drasha. They always knew about Lishma. Remember? Rabbi Nutam and Abbez and Abbez, they always knew of Lishma. It wasn't a problem of knowledge, it was a problem that they weren't Makabel Lishma. La'acha Shalomdu means La'acha She Kiblua, after they accepted the Drasha of the Kosov La Lishma. So now the Takana doesn't apply. Because kach nemra hatakana, that it applies only when there is a chashash of shalom l'shma. But if there's no chashash anymore, so then Chazal wouldn't apply the takan. Chazal wouldn't apply the takan. Meikara kach teknua. Meikara kach teknua, that if they're makabel, the drosha, so then there's no problem. And there's no problem. The fact that Gemara yachi yachol nami, if it's la'acha shalomdu, if it's la'acha shalomdu, so yochol nami shouldn't have to say b'fanai nef b'fanai nechtam. Why does the Mishnah say that if it's eino yochol lomer b'fanai b'fanai nechtam, then im yeshu levedim yiskayim b'chosmav? According to Rabba, if it's la'acha shalomdu, then even yochol nami, if you could be mekayim be'edim l'fi Rabba, then yochol nami shouldn't have to say b'fanai. If you can't be mekayim, you still have to say b'fanai for that reason. But according to Rabba, there are two zachen over here, two things. So if you have Edom to be Mekayim B'chosmo, then Rabbi should say that even by Yochel, you also don't have to say B'fana. Right? What does Rashi say? Yochel delamdu Yochel nami lo litzrechu ayim efshel akayim ba'edim lo yitztarech lo mebfana tefani nechtam. Shouldn't have to say B'fana if you can be Mekayim. Because there's no chashash of shalom l'shma. So the Gemara, no. Gzera shemiyach z'dover l'kol kula. No, we're afraid. Chazal didn't do away with the takon, because we're afraid that it'll go back to the original. We'll go back to the kilkel that people won't know. Mishani afagav lamdu lo oku rabbanan takantayu b'zera shemiyasu davar lekulkulo v'yishkechu hilkach hashdanami tzarech hashliach livdok shiru lishma. We're afraid that things are going to go back to the original, to the problem stage when they didn't know, when they weren't makabel the din of lishma. So therefore, Yochel has to say. But ain't no yochel lomar. So Chazal, I'm not gonna. Well, when I finished, yochi ain't no yochel nami. So by ain't no yochel also. Why shouldn't we be afraid? Even like Hashalom do b'zera shemiyach z'davar l'kol kula. So it's up to Gemara. No, pekech and ischarish milsa lo shchicha lo gozibar rabbana. No, pekech and ischarish is a milsa lo shchicha. It's an abnormal case. So Chazal, I'm not gonna be gozer shemiyach z'davar l'kol kula. In that case, it's a milsa lo shchicha. But it's a milsad lo shchicha. Okay, but Yochel is not a milsad lo shchicha there. Well, there will be a gzeira. So by Yochel, he has to say, but by any Yochel, it's a milsad lo shchicha. Chazal is going to say that he doesn't have to say. Ay, v'ho'ishad lo shchicha utanan, ho'ish atzma mevi agitu v'at shetzuich alo mefanit v'fayinachta. And Isha bringing again is also lo shchicha. And yet, she has to say b'fanai, shlo tachlot b'shlichus, zok de gimel. Shlotachlot b'shlichus. What does that mean? It says Tosas explains Shlotachlot b'shlichus de yochel. Where someone can say b'fonai, we don't want to be chole. We don't want to make any differences between types of shlichus because we're afraid people will get confused. If we say that an isha is a milsad lo shchicha, we're talking la'acha shalom do anyway, right? Me'ikar adin, there's no chashash. But the gzeira shemiyach z'davar l'kol kulo, so that's going to be mechayevas mishum gzeira to still say b'fonai. So you would say an isha is a milsad lo shchicha, we shouldn't be gozer. No, but in shlichus diyochol, we have to be gozer. Even by isha, shlo tachlo b'shlichus. So people shouldn't think that other shluchim other shluchim biyachol don't have to say b'fanai either. So it's like a protective measure. So iyachi bal nami. If latachlo b'shlicha, so then an ish has to say b'fanai, even if it's lacha shalamdu, and a bal also. Alamatanya who atzmo shevigito and tzorach lama b'fanai to b'fanai nechta. A bal doesn't have to say b'fanai. A brisa. No, time of my Omer Rabban and Sarach Lam Fanuk the Fanuk Nachtam, Dilmasi Balma Ara Posile. Tashta Minkit Nokit Levi Yode Vire Kama Ara Ale. Reason why you have to say Bafane is because we're afraid the Baal is going to be Motsi Las. We're going to have to talk about this line. Right? The Gemara here on Daf Hei seems to be saying that the reason for Bafane is because of Hotsoas Las. Right? So if the Baal himself is bringing the Ged, is he then going to be Motsi Las? He looks silly. So we're not concerned by the Baal. Right? So that's why if the Baal brings the get, he doesn't have to say b'fanai. The whole takana b'fanai wasn't said by the Baal. Because the ikka takana, the time for the ikka takana is maybe the Baal is going to be motzi laz. Maybe the Baal is going to be motzi laz. But when the Baal himself brings the get, there's no chashash of laz, there's no problem. Right? So we're going to have to talk about this line. Not now, but we'll talk about it later. Because we know that not everyone says that the tam habafanet tofanet nachtam is because of laz, right? Who disagrees with that? Lefi Rabba, Rashi. Right? Rashi says that there's an emes hachashash of shalom lishma. So we'll have to interpret. We'll have to reinterpret the Gemara Lefi Rashi. We'll have to work on that. It's good kasha. We'll leave it for now. This is the sugya. Gemara here is talking Rabba and Rava. So we quote the Mishnah Daf Tes. We ask a kasha on Rabba, we try to answer for Rabba, and then we have a hishtalshelis to figure out whether the answer is really a good answer. Okay. Let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back to the beginning and take it slow. Now that we have the basic structure of the sugya, let's try to analyze every line. So the Gemara quoted the Mishnah that test, right? Eino yocholom v'fanyot v'fanenechtam v'yesh lo v'edim yizkai v'chos. V'havinan ba. That's the point of departure. V'havinan ba. We ask the kasha. We ask the Kashan Daf Tes on this mission. What does Eino Yochel Lomar mean? If it's a Cheresh can't bring a get. It must not be talking about a Cheresh. So it must be talking about what? Rav Yosef said, Pikeach v'nischaresh. But if it's Pikeach v'nischaresh, it's Taka Kasha against Rabba. We have to establish what the mission is talking about, said the Gemara. Right? We first explain the mission. Explain the mission is talking about Pikeach v'nischaresh. Once we say it's Pikeach v'nischaresh, now we ask a kasha against the Rabba. We ask a kasha that Rabba holds the takana of b'fanei d'fanei nachtam is to prevent shalom lishma. So how can that be? We're not preventing shalom lishma just because there are edim to be mekayim b'chos, but we're not preventing shalom lishma. That's a kasha against the Rabba. In fact, the Tosfos HaRosh, how do we understand the sugya? V'havinam bo is on the test. Do we need v'havinam bo to ask a kasha against Rabba? It's a pretty basic kasha that the Tosfos HaRosh has. Now, we only mention things in the Gemara that are germane to the kasha, that are needed for the kasha. We're not learning the Mishnah on the test here. We're trying to ask a kasha against Rabba. So can't you ask a kasha on Rabba from the Mishnah itself? The Mishnah says that person brings a ger from Medina Sayon, v'enu yocholom v'fanud v'nenachtan, says the Mishnah, kiyum is enough. That's a kasha on Rabba itself. Because Rabba's not a Kiyum man, or maybe we should say better, Rabba's not exclusively a Kiyum man, even if Rabba is like the Rava, but he also is concerned of Shalom Lishma. So right there and then, just from the Lashon of the Mishnah itself is a kash against Rabba. Why do we need the whole Hishtalshlus of the Gemara and Daftes? V'havinam bo, what's the case? Could be Cheresh, it must be Pikeach, V'nischaresh. What do I need that for? What do I need that for, Frek the Tosfos HaRosh? The Mishnah itself is a kash against Rabba. Is the Tosfos HaRosh's kash? So what does the Tosfos HaRosh answer? Let's see. Let's see the Tosfos HaRosh inside. What does he answer? Tosfos HaRosh is here on Amud Zayin in the Kovetz Mefarshim. V'havinam ba'at mi'ali. The b'chol duchta the ka'amar v'havinam ba ha'ainu mishum de'enu yachol l'hakshos ha'chiyah faresh ha'mishnah o ha'braisa sh'rotza l'hakshos mimena. V'havinam ba is only put into the Gemara when we need it. If we need it. I mean, why refer to a shakal v'tariah elsewhere? We'll get there. Hopefully. S'yad d'shmaya. We'll get there. Right? So we don't need that here. That's for there. That's for the pshat in the Mishnah. We're trying to ask a kasha. So just mention what you need for the kasha. I mean, that's a rule in general. When a person asks a kasha, so don't give information that's superfluous, because then it's confusing. Right? It's confusing. People then latch on to pieces of information that they don't need for the kasha, and then they're confused. They don't really understand what the kasha is. It's not a pedagogy. It's not good pedagogy. Fractatos to Rush. He doesn't quite use that lashon, but that's what he means, right? It's not the right way to ask a kasha. Avalocha be'eze inyan shenefarish tikshi l'rabba v'lama hutzach ha'talmud lohavi kol zeh ha'masum atam t'vahavinan ba v'nirali zoktatos ha'rosh d'ilav de mefarish Rav Yosef v'enu yochad ha'masnisim v'pikaf v'nescharish have a mefarish na'masnisim v'ilen. Zoktatos ha'rosh, there's another option. Right? Rav Yosef says it's pikaf v'nescharish. But without Rav Yosef, I would have said that maybe Ein Yochel Lomer is someone else. Maybe it's an Elaine. Who's an Elaine? An Elaine is someone who can't speak. Someone who can't speak. Not a Cheresh. A Cheresh is a deaf mute. He can't hear either. He doesn't have Das. An Elaine does have Das, but he can't speak. Saptatos HaRosh, without Rav Yosef's Ukimta of Pikev and Eskharish, I would have said the Mishnah is talking about Elaine. V'lo tikshi l'rabba. And that would have been a kash against Rabba. It's only after we establish that the Mishnah is talking about Pekev and Eschareish, so then I have a kasha against Rabba. But without that ukimta, without explaining the Mishnah the way we do on Daf Tes, I wouldn't have had a kasha against Rabba, because I would have said the Mishnah is talking about Elam. And that's not Shver against Rabba. Why not? But he can't speak either. And if he can't speak, then he can't say Befanai, and there still is a chashash of Shalol Lishma. So how's that better for Rabba? Tavdu Tos Zeraj, well, Tikshi L'Rabba, the Elam, you... Oh, the Elim has an option. He can write. He picks over. He can give his edus, so to speak. He can give his amira and that would be kosher lefi rabba for the inyan of lishma. That's okay. The lav edus gemurehi. What's he asking? Ah, mi piyam v'lo mi piksavam. Edus can never be mi piksavam. Says, no, but the chashash of lishma, that's not an edus gemura. It's not like edus of kol atara kula. The stam safri the dani migma gemiri. The whole thing is a las ba'alma. We know this already. Al pirov stam safri the dani migma gemiri. So it's only to prevent the las. That's not such a strong edus. It's not like an edus of kol atara kula. It's not an edus gemura. He can be made mitoch haksav. He picks off his kosher. Aval inin kiyam aget hagada de ilim lo havi hagada. But for kiyam aget, the hagada of an ilim is not a hagada. So it wouldn't be shver and rab at all, right? The Mishnah is saying what? Yeshal aveidim yiskay mechosa. What do you need kiyam for? I'll tell you what. Rabba will say. Rabba is like the Rabba. He agrees with Rabba that there is a chashash of kiyam also. So I need befonai for two reasons. But I could have established the Mishnah to be talking about Elaim. And Elaim would be kosher to be made b'fanayot b'fanayinachta mitzad l'shmo mitoch haksav and mitzad the kiyum for kiyum ashtar, the b'fanay that comes in place of kiyum ashtar, he's not neman, he's not able, I shouldn't say neman, he's not able to testify mitoch haksav for the kiyum, but for that, yesh l'aveidim, yiskayim b'chosma, so the Mishnah would have been glad v'chalak l'fi rabba, galdik. But hashta the mukila b'cheresh tavi kishot v'katan filu le'inyan lishma lo havi edus lo remizasa v'lo ksivasa. It says the Tos HaRosh, if it's b'kaf and ischaresh, this b'kaf and ischaresh, so even though he was able to become the shliach, but now that he's a cheresh, the assumption is once he becomes a cheresh, he becomes a deaf mute. Now he loses his das as well. It's not just that he can't speak. Not that he can't speak, but he has das. No, we assume that a cheresh doesn't have das. So once he experienced this kind of transformation, now he doesn't have das. It turns out that his ksiva is not going to work even for the lishma, even for the chashash of lishma b'fana. For the chashash of kiyum, ksiva would never work. No havamina that mitoch haksav would work, because that's an edus gemura like kol atara kula. But mitzad the chashash of shalol lishma. So if he's just an elaim, he can't speak, but he has das, so then mitoch haksav would work. But hash the das is lochi. Now that we say it's bekeach v'nescharesh, he's a cheresh. If he's a cheresh, then his remiza and his ksiva, right, his hinting, he can't speak. His hinting and his ksiva, they don't work anymore. Because he doesn't have a full das. If he doesn't have a full das, then taka, his ksiva is not going to work even for the chashash of shalol lishma. So comes the Gemara and says, kash against Rabba. Kash is only when we establish it as pikeach v'nischarish. Because then, we talk haksav is not going to work. But until we establish the Mishnah as talking about pikeach v'nischarish, I could have said that the Mishnah is really ilim. The Mishnah is ilim, then there's no kash against Rabba. Rabba is perfect. Because I only need kiyum for the chashash of kiyum in Befanai, but for the chashash of shalol lishma, I don't need kiyum, right? He can be made mitoch haksav and everything is fine. So that's why the Gemara had to give the whole ishtalshus to establish is talking about pikeach v'nischarish before there's the kash against Rabba. Okay, this is the Tosa Rosh. I saw a hand up.
We assume that a theory has no das because he can't be educated.
So the problem, that's what I keep on explaining to the Talmidim, but here you can't say that, because if he was a pikeach to begin with, so then he was educated. So apparently somehow we assume that when he lost his faculties, when he lost his ability to speak and hear, it's because he had some kind of a mental break. And that mental break is the real problem. It's not just the speaking and the hearing. Because once he has the mental break, so then his ksiva, his edus mitach haksav, is not going to work because he doesn't have any das. This is the Tosus HaRosh. The Tosus HaRosh is actually echoed by the Marshon. Because really, you have to take a step back. Once we have the answer to the Tosus HaRosh, so the question now becomes, not why do I need Vahavina but to ask the Kasha against Rabbah, but why didn't the Gemara just establish that the Mishnah is talking about Ilim? The Gemara Nafes, Akasha and the Gemara Nafes. Right? Why does the Gemara assume that we're talking about Ilim over here? Why does the Gemara start Ilim? A Cheresh, maybe it's a Cheresh, not Kepi, a Cheresh. Just say it's talking about an Ilim. Just say it's talking about an Ilim. Okay, the Tosa Rosh says if it would be talking about an Ilim, it wouldn't be a Kasha against Rabba. But I don't care to make a Kasha against Rabba. Just in terms of the Pshat of the Gemara, what the Mishnah is talking about. Why didn't the Gemara entertain such a possibility that maybe we're talking about Ilim? So that's a Kasha that some of the Rishonim address. See, that's a different Kasha than the Tosa Rosh. The Tosa Rosh's Kasha is why do we need the back and forth, the Shach of the Tav, the Gemara and Daf Tes, to ask a Kasha on Rabba on Daf Hei. That's his problem. But there's another Kasha. The Kasha is, why does the Gemara begin by saying Ilim Acheresh? Why does the Gemara go off on Daf Tes and Taka? It doesn't come back to Ilim. It says that we're talking about Pikeach for this Charesh. And why don't the Gemara just say it's talking about Ilim? It's talking about Ilim. Okay, it's a Raya to Rabba. It's great. It works out according to Rabba. It could work out according to Rabba also. I mean, everything would be fine. Like, why not establish it to be talking about Ilim? So this is a Kasha that Tosfos addresses. Ilim Acheresh Zaptaisis Vloboila Member can go on Ilaim Oshala Roksiva Saget, Tim Ken Havalila Memer Velo Om. Says Tosus, that's not a kasha. Why we didn't establish it to be talking about Ilaim? That's not a kasha, because the Lashon of the Mishnah is Ve'eno Yochaloma. Ve'eno Yochaloma. And if we were talking about an Ilaim or someone who didn't see the Ksiva Saget, then it should have said Velo Omar. Not Ve'eno Yochaloma, but rather Velo Omar. What does Tosus mean? Well, what's he talking about? So the Maram. Aram explains Tosfos to be saying that Velo Omar sounds like he never was able to do it, never was able to say. Ve'eno yochol lomar sounds like something changed. That's how the Maram understands Tosfos. Where's the Maram? Maram here on the pen. Nira leader, it's on a lomar. The ilim bechemi shel arok sivas haged lo shayach lemisti behu veinu yochol lomar. The mashva the ata b'shor shenos the maged einon yicholin lomar. The ilim umishel arok sivas haged b'shor rishona lo hayu bale amira. Ulezeh shayach lemisti gabayu velo omar. Lo shayach lemisti veinu yochol lomar. Ki im gabe pikeach v'nischarish. Pikeach v'nischarish dar hashda hayaroi lomar rak she'ata b'shas nizinis haged einu yochol lomar. The Gemara says we're talking about Pikeach and Nischarish because Eino Yochel Lomar is mashma something changed. Eino Yochel Lomar, he can't say it. He can't say it now. Velo Omar sounds like he never was able to say it. What does that mean? What does that mean? Velo Omar means he never was able to say it. Why can't Velo Omar mean he didn't say it now? L'chora, what the Maharam means, this came out of discussion with some of the Talmidim, to interpret the words V'lo Amar simply, right? If I threw out the words V'lo Amar to you, so you would say, why didn't he say it now? Why? Because what? He didn't say it because he didn't say it. He didn't want to say it. He chose not to say it. Right? If the Mishnah had said V'lo Amar b'fanei b'fanei naftam, so you would think what that means is he was made a shliach. He's supposed to say b'fanei, and he didn't do it. He didn't do what he's supposed to do. Some people don't do what they're supposed to do. Right? They don't do what they're supposed to do. They're supposed, X, Y, Z. Right? Whatever. But they didn't do the right thing. They didn't do whatever they're supposed to be doing. I don't want to give examples. Controversy. Okay. So that's what I would have said. V'lo Amar means that he didn't do it. But if that's what it means, it doesn't make any sense. Why should Kim B'chosma be enough? If he's really able to say B'fonai, so what's the Havamina that he shouldn't just say B'fonai now? Right? If he didn't say B'fonai, so we have a Machlokas Tanayim, what should he do? Rabbi Meir says, forget about it. You can't do anything about it. The Chacham say, take it back and give it again and say B'fonai again. So that couldn't be what we're talking about. It must be that there's a lack of ability to say it. So why say V'lo Amar? V'lo Amar, he didn't say it. Why not describe that he can't say it? Because that's why he didn't say it. I think that's the vart that the Maram is saying over here. Tosfos is telling us V'lo Amar is like saying more than Ve'eino Yochel Amar. V'lo Amar, he didn't say it, but he couldn't have chosen not to say it. So just say he didn't say it because he can't say it. No, it must be V'lo Amar. He didn't say it because it was never shayach for him to say. V'lo Amar, he didn't say it because it's not shayach at all. It's like a ribui, adding on to it. Not just Ve'eino Yochel Amar now. Pekev and Iskari, she's in Yochel Amar now. But if we're talking about Elim, who never could have said it in the beginning, it should have said V'lo Amar, which is a stronger Lashon. It's a stronger Lashon. And that stronger Lashon would mean that he never had the ability to say it. So because it doesn't say V'lo Amar, it says Tosus, we can't establish a mission to be talking about Elim. A textual reason, right? There's a linguistic reason, says Tosus, that we can't establish a mission to be talking about Elim. Yes?
If any Yochel means there's a change, why from where I say include
Chaos. Yeah, I was thinking about that. I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. Yeah. Somehow the Gemara is assuming that. Gemara is assuming that that case is just not likely. That someone was not an Elim before and he becomes an Elim, but he's not a Cherish. Sounds like if something happens, if now he loses his ability to speak, so where'd that come from? He's born without the ability to speak. So that we can understand. But why would he lose the ability to speak without becoming a cherish? Right, so he just loses the ability to speak, but everything else is there, yes?
Nothing to add on to that.
Right, so, I'm not sure. Zach?
Would it make the case better? Because we're trying to find a case of low shivi. That's the whole end of the Gemara.
No, his kasha is, why don't we establish the case to be talking about the Kev and the Salim, and then it's good according to Rabbah? Right, then there's no kasha on Rabbah. Right? There would be no kasha on Rabbah, because then you could say that he could be made b'fanei nefer b'toch haksav for the shelo l'shma, and the yeshelo v'edim, it's kind of a chosma, everything's great. It's nice in a kasha. It's nice in a kasha. I'm not sure, I thought I was thinking about this kasha. Someone, one of the Talmidim asked me this kasha, I forget who. I didn't know the answer. I'm not sure what the answer is. Yes?
Maybe because the Mishnah on Chav Gimel talks about a case of chaos, and then he loses his ability. He becomes
pekeach and iskarish.
Right, so I mean, it's a similar case, just it doesn't have the end where he becomes a pekeach. So maybe we're just picking a similar. I mean, in the case of.
No. Morty's kash is that if you said pekeach and iskarish, so then you have an answer for Rabbah. You don't even have to say la'acha shalomdu.
Right, but I'm saying maybe the Gemara said that case because that's what the. On Chav Gimel, we're talking about a similar case.
But how can he ask a kasha against Rabbah? It's like that's a knapper kasha, right? Because the Gemara had that okimta since the Gemara Chav Gimel, so therefore it's a kasha against Rabbah. Rabbah would say, okay, shkoyach ribnayach, you know, but you have to give that case. I'll give you a different case. Be careful in this alley. I don't know if that's such a compelling kasha, right? Morty's a good kasha, Morty. I have to think about this kasha. I'm not sure what the answer is. Yeah.
Maybe it could just be that if he was a pekeach beforehand, then he's only healing, so he's not able to speak, but he can still hear. So he's still mentally capable. So we tell him what to say, word by word. He probably remembers from memory how
to say it. It's Ali. He can't say anything.
But he's still mentally there, so he can write it down. He accepts the Iksava.
So it's not a kash against Rabbah. Rabbah could say the Mishnah is Pikaf and it's Alim. Because the answer to the Tosas is Arash would work perfectly well. Yechiel, did you ask me this kasha? Yechiel is Yechiel's kasha. Yechiel and Morty, two Adim. I don't know, I'm not sure. I have to work on this kasha. That's the Maram. So this is the Maram's Pratt and So comes the Marsha. The Marsha is after the Maram. Now, he doesn't talk about the Maram. The Maram's trying to understand Pshat and the Verita from Taisus, the Pshat and the words of Taisus. Come to Marsha, and now he says, based on Taisus, now we have an answer to Akasha. Shmuel?
I just want to make sure I answer the question correctly. The question is, how could he be a mute person, but he didn't become deaf?
No, the question is that, why can't we just establish the Mishnah to be talking about Pikeach v'nase ileng. Right? Pikeach v'nase ileng, that wouldn't be a kasha against Rabbah. Because if he's only an ileng, so he still has das, so then he could, let's see the Tosas Arash, he could be kosev a duso of b'fanei tofanei nechtam b'ksav. And that amira b'ksav would work for the chashash of shelo lishma. Aye, but it doesn't work for the chashash of kiyum. So that's what the Mishnah saying. Yesh l'avedim iskayim b'chosmav, because we can take care of the lishma through a ksiva. So there's no kasha against Rabbah. If it's pikeach in a scharesh, it's a kasha against Rabbah, because then his remiza, his ksiva, doesn't work. So I have no way to solve the shelo lishma problem. But if we're talking about pikeach in ase ilen, pashut, let him just write, like the Tosar Rosh says he should write. Right? He can write. He would have been able to write if he were an Elaim. Pikeach v'nase Elaim is no different than if he was an Elaim Meikar. And that wouldn't be a kasha against Rabbah. No.
Meaning, you could say that Kuzma Fresh uses the Lashon of an Elaim is Yachol. And it's not considered Eir Yachol, it's the Elaim. Mm-hmm. So if it's a Pikeach and becomes an Elaim, it wouldn't be, even though it's a change of it's not really a change of status, even, because he's still Yachol. Maybe that's already an established mission, right?
Eino Yachol Omar means that he's not able to say. He's still not able to say Befonai for the Kiyum aspect. He still need eight. The Lashon of the Mishnah makes perfect sense. He's Eino Yachol Omar Befonai Tefonai Nechtam. So for Lishma, we don't need him to say anything. But for the Kiyum, for the Chashash of Eino Dimitzuyim Lekaimo, he still has to say Befonai. The Mishnah reads fine. Because he still can't say for the aspect that he does have to say. Right? For Kiyum, he still does have to say Befana because he can't be made mitoch haksav. So the Mishnah is reading beautifully that in Yeshua Levedi, this kind of Bechosmav, and everything would be fine. I have to think about this cash. Okay. What does the Marsha say? The Marsha quotes Tosfos, and he says, with Son Alomar, the hash to the Ukma Kagon Chere, Shut Dochuk, Shenos Lok Shupikeach, etc. Avaliyav, a Mukin Levi Ile, Moshe Lomar, Tukma Bepshitus Tvei, the Nosna Logamkin Shu Ile, the Roy Hulishlichus, the Bardasu. Marsha adds that Tosfos, the real kasha Tosfos has here, why Tosfos wanted to establish it to be Tomat Elim, is because it's just such a simpler case. It's not as dochuk. What were you going to say? Pikeach and ischarish. That's a dochuk pshat. As the Gemara itself says, it's milsav lo shchicha. It's a dochuk pshat to say that that's what the Mishnah is talking about. It's only talking about this strange case. Just say it's talking about Elim. It would have been a lot easier. Right? That's really what's motivating Tosfos. The Tosfos says, why not establish it to be talking about Elaim? Why do you even begin to think that it's talking about Cheresh? It's much easier to establish it to be talking about Elaim. But says Tosfos, no, but it's not going to work out with the Lashon of the Mishnah, because Eino Yachol Omar doesn't work for Elaim, because the Elaim couldn't have said it in the beginning, so, okay. No. Even though it's Dachuk, Pikeach and Iskarish is a more Dachuk Pshat, but we have to establish it that way. So once we establish it to be talking about Pikeach and Iskarish, now we have a kash against Rabbah. Now we have a kash against Rabbah. And it says, the Marshal, B'divreim Yisyashiv, Mashmakshin, and Lomli, Lassoyach, Avinim Bo, etc. Through Tosfos, once we say, once Tosfos mentions the possibility of Elaim, Tosfos says, Elaim Taka would have worked with Rabbah. But the only problem is the text of the Mishnah doesn't work out. He says, so according to that Yesod, now we understand why we need the whole Shaka V'Tar of the Gemara. And then he parrots what the Tosar Rosh says. the shak v'tayr of the Gemara, because Elaim taka wouldn't have been a kashan rabba. Elaim's not going to work because the lush of the Mishnah doesn't work if it's Elaim. But the kasha wouldn't have been a kasha with Elaim. So that's really what's motivating Tosfos, right? Tosfos is saying be careful the kasha of dochos pshat. Just say Elaim, and Elaim would have obviated the whole kasha to begin with. So to that Tosfos says you can't say Elaim because the lush of the Mishnah is not going to work. Lashon HaMishnah is not going to work. But once Tosfos implies that Elaim Taka would have worked with Rabbah, so that's the answer to the Kasha as to why we want to establish the Mishnah to be talking about Pikeach and Ischaresh, right? We need this back and forth, because until then, without Pikeach and Ischaresh, I wouldn't ask a Kasha against Rabbah just from the Mishnah, because I would say it's talking about Elaim, even though it's a dachuk pshat, right? Even though it doesn't fit in with the Loshen, I would say that's how Rabbah is going to learn the Mishnah. The Iyavu Mesuk Meshavu Beilim Avenicha Gam LaRabba Kemen Du Bardas Gam Em Lo Yomer Denichtav Lishma Yochel Lichtav Biksav Denichtav Lishma Avashem Kiyom Kemen the Kiyom Shtaros Eidus Mikri Kedukamon. If we'd be talking about Elaim, so then it wouldn't be a kasha against Rabbah, because he only has to write, because he could write b'fanei nechtam b'ksav to satisfy the lishma problem. But Kiyam Shtaros, he can't write the Piksav. He can't testify Piksav. Why can't he testify Piksav? Because it's like Eidus Ba'alma. The Marsha brings the Raya that it's Eidus Ba'alma. The Tosfos Rosh doesn't bring this Raya. Marsha says, the Gemara later on, Adaf Hei, has a Machlokas Tamaroyim. Who do you have to say B'fanei to define them in front of? We had reference to this on Dav Gimel. Either in front of two, in front of three. What's the Machlokas? So the Gemara suggests initially, maybe it's a Machlokas Rabba and Rava. If you have to say b'fanei because of lishma, so it's enough to say it in front of two, as long as you have Aden who can testify in Bezdin that b'fanei u'tefanei nechtam, that the shliach saw the ksiva nechassim, that's enough. But if it's al kiyum, then you need a Bezdin, just like kiyum shtaros in general requires a Bezdin, so b'fanei should also require a Bezdin. So the fact that the Gemara assumes that b'fanei mishum kiyum has to be done in front of three, so that implies that b'fanei u'tefanei nechtam mishum kiyum has a din of an eidus gemura. So if it has a din of an eidus gemura vis-a-vis gimel, that you need a bezdin to be makabalit, then it should have a din of an eidus gemura vis-a-vis mitoch haksav. Doesn't work. Mitoch haksav doesn't work. But that's all in terms of the kiyum aspect of b'fanei. But for lishma, there's no need for that. No need for bezdin. Two is enough, and there's no need to do it b'fiv, mipiyem. Mitoch haksav is good enough. So it's off the marsha. You could have established the Mishnah to be talking about Elaim. Aval hashta dal karvach lemasuk mele becheresh lo adek sivaso shenotav lishma me'amir aso kemen she'ena bardaz. And now that we say it's pikeach and ischaresh, so then it's not going to work out lefi rabba. That's the whole kasha. That's the whole kasha. But Elaim is the linchpin, because we could have established the Mishnah to be talking about Elaim. So that's why we need the whole shak of Atariah to explain. No, it's pikeach and ischaresh, and that's going to be the kasha. Cash against Rabbah. Okay. This is one approach to the sugya. Yeah. What emerges both from the Tosfos Rosh and the Marsha is that whether b'fanei u'tefanei nechtam can be expressed mitoch haksav is a function of what? A function of what the tzorach of b'fanei u'tefanei nechtam is. If the tzorach is for shelo lishma, so then you can do it mitoch haksav. If the tzorach is for kiyum, then just like you need three for b'fanei u'tefanei nechtam, mitzad kiyum, you need a bezdin, because it's like kiyum shtaros, it's like an edus. So too, you can't do it mitoch haksav. Mitoch haksav is going to be possible. Okay? This is what both the Tosfos Rosh and the Marsha seem to say. Yeah. Come to Ran, the Ramban and the Ran, different Rishonim. The Ran's an easy read, it's right here in the Gemara. comes around, and he seems to disagree with the Toser Rosh and the Mesher. Ran is on Dab Gimel Amud Aleph and Dab Yarif in the old versions. It's on the Mishnah Dab Tes. My Einu Yochol Ilei Mecheresh Chutz Mecheresh Lefisha Ein Baim Das Vein Shlichus Mishlichus. So the Gemara establishes what Rabbi Yosef says. Beyond Shenasu Lekshul Bikev Lohis Beklam Fanim Fanim Atam Machnes Cheresh. Mehoshaminan says the Ram. Mehoshaminan. Mehoshaminan Nesina. Mehoshaminan De La Nesina Toka De Dibra Matzi Lemer Fanim Fanim Nechta Mekmoshen Kusapti Lamala.
Okay, we'll have to get back to that.
You can still say b'fana. For hispik lama b'fana yotef ani nechta. Achin es chavish. If you have to say mamish b'shas nesina, so what's the havamina that you could say it afterwards b'chlam? Okay, we'll get to that when we arrive at the sugya of Hammond days. V'im tom arfek deran v'lukma be'ileim shuke b'gech l'choldam l'choldvara. Why does Rav Yosef establish the mission to be doing my b'gech and es chavish? Just say it's talking about ileim. Just say it's talking about ileim. Yeshlomar de ilaim yochelu lahagim mitoch haksav. Shareheminu be'edus isha lahay mitoch haksav kedeisa beperek misha ochza. Kol shken hocha de ksivas haged mochia kedeisa beshili perek hamevitin. Dr. Ran, ilaim could be made mitoch haksav. Ilaim could be made mitoch haksav. So the Mishnah obviously couldn't be talking about ilaim. Mishnah is talking about a particular case. Particular case where in Yeshel Avedim Yiskayim Bechosma. But Dr. Ran, if we were talking about Ilein, then the Psak of the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. It wouldn't say in Yeshel Avedim Yiskayim Bechosma. It would say what? What would the Mishnah say if we were talking about Ilein? Maybe he gave Medina Sayam Ve'ena Yochel Lama Fanei Levanei Nechtam or maybe he gave Medina Sayam Kshu Ilein Yichto Befanei Levanei Nechtam Ve'yot. Right? Write it down, b'ksaf. Because it would work, b'ksaf. So the fact that the psak of the Mishnah is in Yesh L'Avedim, Yiskayim B'Chosmav, that couldn't be talking about either. Because you don't need, you wouldn't need a kiyum. You can say, you can do b'fanai. You can't say b'fanai. The Elam can't say b'fanai, but he can do b'fanai. He can do b'fanai, mitoch haksav. There wouldn't be any problem. How can you do b'fanai, mitoch haksav? So he says, look, we know that Chachamim gave nemonas be'edus isha lohoi mitoch haksav. Gemara. The seventh parak says, "For Eidus Isha, Misa Sabal, Chasala Big Mekilim by Eidus Isha, Misa Sabal, Mishum Iguna. You can be made mitoch haksav." He says, "Kol Shkein Hocha, because Ksivas Haget Mochiach, Gito Mochiach Alav." I mean, what's he walking around with the get? Right, he's walking around with the get because the Baal gave him the get. So he has a connection to this get, right? So his Eidus of Befanayot Befanayin Echtam. I mean, we still don't know if he was there b'shas ksiva, b'shas chasima, but it makes a lot of sense. I mean, he's holding the get. So if he's holding on to the get is mochiach, that he was given the get. So, mistama, not only was he given the get, but if he says that I saw the ksiva and the chasima, mistama, he did see the ksiva and the chasima. So his edus should be an acceptable edus, even mitoch haksav. Who clearly disagrees with this, Ran? Who clearly disagrees with this, Ran? Even before the Tosfos Rosh Hashanah, who clearly agrees with this run? Who clearly disagrees with this run? Who clearly disagrees? Well, who asks the kasha of the run and gives a different terence? Tosfos Rosh is not, it does not ask the kasha of the run. Who asks the kasha of the run and gives a different terence? Let's see. It's not the Rivash, it's not the Beis Shmuel, it's not the Rashi. Who is it? Come on, I heard it. Tosfos, exactly. Tosfos. Oh, don't be bashful. Tosfos, right? Isn't this Tosfos Kasha? Right? Ilay Mecheresh. Why does the Gemara run to Cheresh? Just establish the Mishnah to be talking about Ilay. What are you, right? Right? Just establish the Mishnah to be talking about Ilay. That's the Ran's Kasha. What does Tosfos say? Does Tosfos give a lumdisha answer why we don't establish the Mishnah to be talking about Ilay? No. Tosfos says there's a linguistic reason. It says Ve'eno Yochel Omer, doesn't say Ve'lo Omer. The Ran says no, there's a fundamental reason. Because if the Mishnah were talking about Ilay, then Yiskayim Bechosmav doesn't make any sense. Yiskayim Bechosmav doesn't make any sense because I would just say, Bimei Mitoch Haksav. Right, Befanei Tefanei Nechtam Beksav, and everything would be fine. Everything would be fine. So what's the machlokas between Tosis and the Ran? Why did Tosis give the answer of the Ran? Why did Tosis give the answer of the Ran? It's a svara. Think about it. Tosis obviously couldn't give the answer of the Ran. He didn't want to give the answer of the Ran. Why? So he gives a linguistic answer. We didn't really even understand the answer. What? Velo Omar means he never could. Ve'eno Yochel means something changed. The Maram. Okay. Yeah, fine. Let's go weiter. But why didn't you say like the Ran? Yechiel? Exactly. Because Tosfos holds like the Tosa Rosh. Right? Tosfos assumes that Befanet of Fanet of Mitoch Aksah works for the Chashash of Lishma, but not for Kiyum. It's an Eidus Gemura. He argues with the Ran. He says that Befanai L'shem Lishma is an Eidus Gemura. That can't be Mitoch Aksah. It has to be Mipiyam. The Ran disagrees. The Ran does not say Lamanda Omar Mishum Lishma, Lamanda Omar Mishum Kiyum. The Ran seems to be saying Bain Larabba, Bain Larava. If the Mishnah were talking about Elam, then it wouldn't say Yesh Laveid and Iskayim Bechosma. It would just say Yichtov Biksav, Befane Nichtav, Befane Nechtam. This is certainly a machlokas over here. Seems to be a machlokas over here. Tosis and the Tosa Rush are going together. Again, Tosis and the Tosa Rush are not talking about the same issue. Tosis is talking about why don't we establish the Mishnah to be talking about Elam? The Tosa Rush is bothered with why do we need the Shaka of a Tyre and the Gemara before we ask the Kasha against Rabba. But the lumdus of the Tosa Rosh, the svar of the Tosa Rosh, l'chora, Tosis has to subscribe to that lumdus. Because if not, then the question on Tosis is, why did they give their answer? They should have given the answer of the Ran. L'chora. Should have given the answer of the Ran, that he could be made. Mikto haksav, even for Kiyum. Woody.
Kiyum is only major Rabbanan, so why shouldn't
Pik
Sabbam work? Tosis.
It's only Midr Rabbanan, but every time that we have an Eidus Midr Rabbanan, we pick stuff and work. The Ran, sorry? Go ahead. Okay, we pick something instead of an Eidus Deraisa. So you want to give a lumpus. You're just explaining why Tosfos holds that we pick Savam, why the Ran holds we pick Savam can work by Kim Shtaros. That's what you're suggesting. You're saying Kim Shtaros is a Rabbanan, so then maybe Taka works, even we pick Savam. But clearly, Tosis argues. I'm just pointing out there's a machlokas here. We haven't worked on the svaras yet. Just pointing out there clearly is a machlokas between Tosis and the Ran, whether the Eidus of the Fanit of Faninatam will work with Piksavam according to Rav. Will it work if the Chashash is one of Kiyum? Daniel.
So he reads Faninatam. So ideally, according to Rav, the Chashash is two things. So Faninatam should work for Kiyum.
According to Rav, it's two things?
Rav, sorry. Rav.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should work for both for Kiyum and for Lishma. So he's writing one thing, but it's only half working.
It'll work for whatever it can work for.
Yeah.
He writes with Fanet the Faninatam, so we say, great, for the Shalol Lishma, that's fine, but we're not finished, we need Aiden for the Kiyum. Why wouldn't that be good? Let it work for whatever it can work. Zach?
Why are we so confident that he tells the good? So much recognition to be like he saw a problem already in the beginning of the mission. Like maybe he would agree with the end of the mission as it's a crash, but he's like, oh, stop right there. Like, Yomar, it's already a problem.
I think, in light of the fact that the Marsha puts the Tosa Rosh into Tosfos, right? The Marsha just thinks it just fits like a glove. I think it's pretty mukhruf like that. That's how the Marsha understood. Right? You're saying maybe the Marsha is not right.
No, I never said that.
That's a good thing. I think it makes a lot of sense, because if not, okay, let me back up a second. If the Tosfos doesn't go like the Tosa Rosh, so what kasha still remains on Tosfos? Tosfos explained why we can't establish a mission to be talking about Elam. But isn't there still a kasha, the kasha of why we need the Shaka V'Tar of the Gemara? That kasha does apply to the Tosfos. So if he doesn't hold like the Tosa Rosh, how's he going to answer that kasha? Right? According to the Ran, the Tosa Rosh's kasha is not a kasha. Right? The Tosa Rosh's Tosa Rosh says, why do we need the whole back and forth? So the Tosa Rosh answers, well, because we could have established it to be talking about Elam, and then it wouldn't have been a kasha against Rabbah. The Ran says we couldn't establish it to be talking about Elam. That couldn't be the answer, right? We couldn't have established it to be talking about Elaim. So of course we had to, right? There wouldn't have been anything better. So we had to establish the Mishnah to be talking about something. So that's why we have the Shaka V'Tayr. We first have to understand the Mishnah. The Kasha, the Tosa Rosh is, what do we need the Shaka V'Tayr for? The Mishnah itself is a Kasha against Rabbah. Right? The Mishnah itself is a Kasha against Rabbah. So the Tosa Rosh says, no, the Mishnah is not a Kasha against Rabbah. We would have established it to be talking about Elaim. According to the Ran, you can't establish the Mishnah to be talking about Elaim. Okay, leave it then. Okay, I don't want to get too complicated. Okay? Okay, good. So these are two sheets. Comes the Rivash, and he throws a monkey wrench into the whole sugya. The Rivash, this is a major sheet of the Rivash. A shita that all the Achronim touch on. Comes the Rivash and he says like this. Let's read it inside. I'm not going to tell you what he says. I want you to tell me what he says. The Rivash in Simen Reish Mem. The Ramah made these Rivashes famous. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Everyone who learns these sugyas touches on the Rivash. Rivash says, Harosh hiskim el ha'emes, the ilayim kemen she'enu yochol ha'agid b'fiv, lo sagi mitoch ha'tzav u'birimizim. Do ha'edosuv, rachman ha'amim, mipim v'lo mipik sav, v'kedisu perek mishalz. The Rivash says that the Rosh was right, that ilayim, since he can't be magid mitoch b'fiv, he can't be made mitoch ha'tzav even. Because it's an edos gemur. Ava gav damin anosim, k'shem shabol k'nosol, g'idin kach bol k'nosol, edios. We do say that we're bodekim, we need his remizos, his ksiva. We are bodekim for gittin, to know whether he wants to give a get to his wife, and we're bodekim for edios as well. What do you mean we're bodekim for edios? I thought he's not kosher for edios. Ha'ukim nala, ha'asim ba'edos isha, da'akilu barabonon. Oh, by edos isha, that's different. Mises ha'bala, it's different. It's ha'alama ba'on, meis ba'ila, chezeu nikra edos isha. To be'edos zu, ikilu rabonon tfei mishum aguna. Gafilu aid me pi aid, umi pi eved, umi pi shivcha, umi pi atinokos, the goy may see with the tumo. And a guy who's telling a story, may see with the tumo, he's just talking about a story. He doesn't know that we need the aidus from him. We're so makel by aidus isha, by misa sabah, we're mamish makel. Aid me pi aid, eved, shivcha, isha, goy may see with the tumo. We're makel. Says the reverse. I mean, milsa davida. It's something that's going to be found out. And we've also mentioned the Gemara Yavama says, Isha Daiko Minsaba, a woman is very careful because if she marries before her husband dies, she's in big, big trouble, in hot water. So we're very makel by Misa Sabah. Avo Bekan, Lohi Kilu, Elishalo Yitzdarachia, Mishnei Eden. Here, Mishum Iguna, Chazal also are makel. But what are they makel for? They're only makel for numbers. That one shliach is enough. There's no need for two. Anyone who's kosher, right? One is enough. You don't need two. That's the kula. That's it. Start to finish. The kula is only that one is enough. You don't need two. But it will vad shiyomer b'faneirta b'faneirta. But you got to say it with your mouth, right? Anam b'fiv kmo be'edus acher the ha'edus gomerhu. It has to be dafka b'fan. It's like any other edus gomer. The kiyam aget k'de be'ina b'gemer shiyomer b'fanei. Bifnei shlosha kakiyim shtaros, or bifnei shnayim mishum da'ed nasadayin bikiyim shtaros. Even the mandavu says that you can say bifnei shnayim. According to maskana of the gemara, it's not because he holds up lishma. He could say kiyum, but eight nasadayin. You need three, but eight nasadayin. Up the rivash. Eidus mitoch haksav bifanetav eidus mitoch haksav. That's not going to work. Elam can't be made mitoch haksav b'fanei d'fanei nathan. Why? Because edus for kiyum is like edus of kol ha'tara kula. Chazal ha'megel in the edus of b'fanei d'fanei nathan, in terms of number, that you only need one shliach, you don't need two, but in terms of the edus itself, it has to be mipiyim, it can't be mitoch haksav. So who does the Rivash paskin like? Who does the Rivash paskin like? Like Tosfos or the Ran? Like Tosfos or the Ran? Does he assume that an Elam can be made mitoch haksav bein for lishma, bein for kiyum? Let's get this on the board. Ha'im Elaim kosher Lahayr, Bafane Nichtam, Bafane Nachtam, Mitof Aksam. This is the question. So, Tosfos and the Tosfos are Rashi. L'chashash l'shma? Yes. L'chashash kiyam? No. The Ran says what? L'chashash l'shma? What's the din? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes. What?
Yeah.
Yes. L'chashash kiyam?
Yes.
Yes. I probably should have made it short, because that would have been nicer. But okay, you don't always have to be so nice. What is the reverse hold? What is the reverse hold? Everyone says for the chashash of lishma, it's good. That's what it sounds like, right? So what does he say for the chashash of kiyam?
No good.
Who's that like? Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh. That's it. Sometimes when you see the visual, it's easier. Right? The Rivash seems to be going like Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh. He seems to say that Elaim can't be made of Hanetha Mitov Haksav because Kiyam Shtar, the Eidos for Kiyam Shtar is like an Eidos for Kol HaTorah Kulo. So he's saying for the Chashash of Kiyam, the Elaim is not able to be made of Mitov Haksav. For the Chashash of Lishma, he doesn't talk about that. It's Mistama, that would be okay. Some that would be okay. Question. Aiden? I'm sorry?
Why did so always said Lishma would be okay?
Does he talk about Lishma?
Seem to.
We haven't found someone who says that for Lishma wouldn't work. Because we assume that an Eidus of Lishma is not really an Eidus of Kol HaTorah Kulo. The Haraya, the Gemara of Hayim and Beis, was assuming that you only have to say B'fanet B'fanet Achta Mishum Lishma in front of two people. So according to you, how could it even be a Havamin of the Gemara that you should only need two? And the Gemara doesn't deny that if the problem is Lishma, two would be enough. The Gemara just says that you don't have to be told that the Machlokas of 2-3 in Lishma Kiyam, you could say everyone holds of Kiyam, but the Shaila is, Eid Nasa Dayan, you have three Dayanim anyway, but Alatzad of Lishma, no one disagrees. No one disagrees that two is enough. If two is enough, how can you say that it's a real Eidus? If it's not a real Eidus, Mistama Mitoch Aksav should work. Stop. This is not even my right. It's the Marsha's right. The Marsha brings this right. Right? From the Gemara later on. The 2-3. The 2-3 is the raya as to whether it's an Eidus Gemara or not. So comes the Rivash and he starts off in Simon Reish Mem, he seems to pass him like Tosfos. Okay, that Eidus, that Lufanet Abani Nechtam, Mitoch HaKsav, for Chashash HaKiyum, not going to work. The Elam is not going to be able to test it. Not going to be able to test on Mitoch Aksav. Comes the Rivash in a later tshuva in Simon Shimpei Beis. Turn to page 2, please. He says like this: the Od Yesh Lodin VeLomar, second column, second paragraph. The Od Yesh Lodin VeLomar, the Kevin Shem Atzmam Edim Umakirim Chasimos Yideha Edim, Afim Lo Yud Dayonim Yicholim Lichtov Edusam Alashtar. Says these people. These two Eidim that are Makir the Chasimos, even if they won't be Dayanim in the case, but they can write their Eidos al Ashtar. V'habi kemo shenechkara Eidusim bebezdin. V'chol shenimtze l'kayim Chasimosin shel Eilu, v'och isaki. V'yikablu bezdin Eidusa mipik savze. Mipik savze. V'av mishlo nichta b'tzavo az baldover. There's no Da'as HaMeschai. I shouldn't say that. There's no tzavo az baldover. They weren't told to write down this Eidus, lo mifsul mishum mipiyam v'lo mipik savar. Kevin the Kiyam Shtar is the Rabbanan. That's it. Lo be'ina das b'aylin al makayim nes ha-shtar filo shlo b'fnei baldin. Comes the Rivash and says what? Eidus of Kiyam Shtar. If I met you on the street and I said, hey, what do you think about this? Does Eidus work mipik savar? Of course not. Mipiyam v'lo mipik savar. B'shnei edin yachad gavar. But how about Eidus of Kiyam Shtar? What do you think about that, Toby? Eidus of Kiyam Shtar, does that work mipik sava? Right? Does that work mipik sava? What would you tell me? You wouldn't tell me anything.
Say no.
You'd say no. Why?
Say
Fakedus. Fakedus the Kotar. Very good. I like that. Very good. Comes to Rivash and says, yes. Yes. Says, Kiyam Shtaris. He does throw in Kiyam Shtaris the Rabbanan, as one of the Talmidim said before. Kiyam Shtaris the Rabbanan. He says, me pick Safam works by Kiyam Shtaris. It's not as Chomer and Edus. So, Kiyam Shtaris can be done, me pick Safam. That's what the Rivash says. So one Rivash says that an Elaim is posel ahayd b'fanayot b'fanayotam mitoch akat? No one corrected me here? Mitoch akat? What is this? Nimtech and imperva posel ayduzim v'teyla? Mitoch aksav? Come on, guys. Don't be bashful. Don't be bashful, Tuvia. So on the one hand, the Rivash says for the Chashash of Kiyam, that Elaim is not kosher lahoy b'faninot b'faninot mitoch aksav. And yet the same Rivash in Simin Shin Pei Bei says that Eidus mitoch aksav mo'ila, mo'eles the Kiyam Shtaris. What in the world is going on? Steering Rivash. He says that Eidus of Kiyam Shtaris works mitoch aksav, and yet an Elaim can't be made mitoch aksav b'fanayot b'fanayotam for Kiyam. But why not? I thought you told me that Eidus for Kiyam Shtaris works mitoch aksav. The Eidus of b'fanayot b'fanayotam is only l'shem Kiyam. L'shem l'shma, he can be made mitoch aksav. He's saying mishum Kiyam, he can't be made mitoch aksav, even if Eidus gufa. Right? He says beferish, Eidus v'kiyam shtaris works mitoch aksav. So why can't the Elaim be made? Let him do b'fanayot v'fanayotam mitoch aksav. It's tach ha-pele. Pele against the Rivash. It's not the Rivash. It's not only Rivash. The Ramah quotes both Rivashes. It's not just a pele. It's pele ploy. It's a double pele. What does the Ramah say? The Ramah in Choshe Mishpat talks about kiyam shtaris. He says, how do we do kiyam shtaris? You want to know? The ABCs of kiyam shtaris? Right here. There are five ways you can be mekayem shtar, says the Mechaber. Ha'echad sheyu hadayanim makirim ksav yidei ha'edim. If the dayanim just are makir the ksav, so then that's it. They don't need anyone to testify. That's one way to be mekayem. Hasheni sheyachtemu ha'edim b'fneim. The edim should sign in front of the dayanim. Okay. It's also kiyam. Hagimul sheyavo ha'edim achasumim. The Eidim themselves come and they say, these are our signatures. Fine. Then the fourth way is that other Eidim come and they say, we recognize these signatures. Okay, we're not going to get to the fifth. Says the Ramah on that fourth, V'yicholin lahoyed Eidus ze mitoch ksavam V'einon tzrichin lahoyed b'fiyah. Zok the Ramah. And how do these second Eidim testify? What they're verifying the signatures. How do they testify? They come to Besdin and the Meid Befiim? No, Zokter Ramah. And you know what? It's a bit cool over here. They can be Meid Mitoch Aksav. They don't have to be Meid Befiim. Rivash Simin Shin Pei Beis. Ramah quotes the Rivash that Eidus of Kiyam Shtaris can be Mitoch Aksav. Can be Mitoch Aksav. Comes Ramah and has given on page 5. The Ramban of Chizkiyah says the Lachain as a hemshef to the Mechaber there in Siv Zayin. He says, "Elaim lo yuchal lahavi get afal pisha yuchal lipta b'faranilta b'faranertam sarach lios b'fiv sarach lomar b'fiv." An Elaim cannot bring a get from Medina Sayam if there would be need to say b'faranilta b'faranertam, even though he could write b'fanai. He could write b'faranilta b'faranertam. What does that mean? Even though he could write. He has the das to write it. He's not like a cheresh. We can take his remiza. We can take his ksiva. He could write b'fanai. Dr. Amman, no. He's possible. The tzarech lios b'fif. The tzarech lomar b'fif. He has to say b'fanai dafka b'fif. Rivash simin reishmet. Rivash. Two rivashes. But they seem to contradict each other. Because the purpose of b'fanai nechtam is for kiyam, at least part of the purpose. For the purpose of Lishma, he could be made Mitoch Aksav. The only reason why you'd have a Havamini can't be made Mitoch Aksav is because there's a Kiyum element to the B'fanai too. But the Ramah just passed in like the Rivash in Choshe Mishpat, that for Kiyum you can have an Eidus Mitoch Savam. So why can't the Elam be made Mitoch Savam? Mitoch Savam. Let him write down his Eidus of a Fanyanatham. What's the Rivosh talking about? It's the Pella. It's Mamash Pella. The Beis Shmuel is bothered with this. This is a kasha that all the Achronim touch on. Okay, it seems to be a stira. A stira in the Ramah. It's a stira in the Rivosh. Forget about the Ramah. The Ramah quotes both Rivoshes. It's not the Ramah's fault. It's the Rivosh. So how can the Rivosh say such a... How can the Rivosh talk out of both sides of his mouth? That's basically kasha. The Rivosh is a Tosus man. He goes like Tosus and Tosus Rosh. So how can he have this extra statement that Kiyum Shtaros, that Eidus Biksav works by Kiyum Shtaros? If Eidus Biksav works by Kiyum Shtaros, how can you learn like Tosus and Tosus Rosh? It's Doch Apella. It's Doch Apella. What's the answer? What do you think? Can you give an answer? Can you think of an answer? Can you think of a svar to you?
Maybe to cut out the funai and the kula that you can only have, that you could perform this kiyum with one aid was dependent on, like, it had a requirement in it that the shaliach, you have to, the shaliach has to be someone who can do aidus pepeh.
So what are you saying? What are you saying? Phrase what Tuvia is saying differently, yeah?
I don't know if this is what Tuvia said differently.
I want you to give an answer, you know, just from a methodological perspective, right? What's the easy answer here? What's the easy answer here? One word, two words. It's very simple. Zach.
One's a Elam, one's a person who could talk. When he says it doesn't work, he's talking about Elam.
Oh, Elam shiny. Shiny Elam. Two words, right? Talk about the difference, right? Maybe Elam's different. Maybe Elam's different. That's what you would imagine. Right? Okay. Kiyum Shtaros mitoch Aksav works, but maybe Elam is different. We're talking about Elam, not talking about Kiyum Shtaros in general. Maybe Elam is different. Why would Elam be different? Oh, so Tuvia, why would Elam be different?
He can't talk at all.
So what that he can't talk at all? What principle do we have in Shas, yes?
Kolaroi
Labila and Bila Makavisbo. Kol She'ena Roi Labila Bila Makavisbo. What does that Chinese mean? So when it comes to a carbon mincha, right, you have to put a certain amount of flour into the kli and add the oil, right? So if you have 60 sarum, then the oil is going to be nivlal yafeh. If you have more than 60, it's not going to be nivlal yafeh. So if you didn't put the right amounts in, and there's no possibility that it's going to be mixed properly, so then it's possible. But if you put the right amount in, right, you can mix the oil. You don't have to actually mix the oil. The bila is not makedesh. You don't need to mix the oil, but there has to be the potential to mix the oil. It has to be in the right ratio. So that's a rule we have in Kol HaTorah Kula. So Ashman Kenzogin over here too. If the Elim is a Noroi Lahagin, maybe that's worse. Maybe Eidus Mitoch Haksav works by Kiyum Shtaros, but only for someone who's Roi Lahagin. But the Elim is not Roi Lahagin. So for him, maybe he's possible. Maybe it's Ma'akev by him. Who says that? That's the Beis Shmuel's terms. Right? That's what the Beis Shmuel actually says. According to the Ramaz Rivosh in Choshe Mishpah, you should be able to write Befanet Befanet Nechta, because it's also Mishum Kiyum. Akarchav Mashakosav Rivosh B'Simen Reish Mem Dula Mahani Al Piksav Hanu Davka Be'ilein Deino Yochol Ledaber Oz Lo Mahani Ksiva Mashenken Kishi Yochol Ledaber V'chein Meduyuk Shom B'Tshuva Afol Gav B'Kaimelam B'Shar Eidus Deino Yochol Ahoyed B'Ksav Afilu im yochol adaber, and dafka edus mamish. Oz tzricha mahagi befiem, lo mahani ksav klal. Abu kiyo mekilin lahoyed al pi ksav kshi yochol adaber. Beis Shmuel makes a big deal out of this. He says that in regular eduyos, it doesn't matter. Even if yochol adaber, that's not enough. You have to be mahagi befiem mamish. But by kiyam shtaros, since kiyam shtaros is more kal, so therefore, Dafka by Elam, there's a problem. He wants to say that the Rivash holds Dafka by Elam, there's going to be a problem, but not by someone who's able to speak. I mean, it is true that the Rivash is talking about Elaine. No, he is talking about Elaine, but in the Lashon of the Rivash, it's not really mashma like that. He says, Avabakan, Lohi Kilu, Elishalo, Yitzorah, Kiyam, Mishnei Eitan. The only kula is that one is enough, but two is not enough. That's the only kula. Elishakomi, Shukosha, Leo, Shliach, Yanema, Lakaima. Luvachi, Yomer, Befanet, Vaninechtem. On number fifth, Kimo, Beidus, Acher, Doa, Eidus, Gomerhu. Dafke, Elaine? Yeah. It's not. Doesn't sound like that. Maybe. He's trying to explain Elaine, but the way he explains it, he says the only kula we have by Befanai is that one shliach is enough. You don't need two. But dafke b'fiv, om number fiv, he says. Om number fiv means om number fiv. Om number fiv. Sounds like everyone has to be b'fiv. Even if yochel adabim, you can't be made mitoch haksav. Not just Elaine. It doesn't sound like it's limited to Elaine. That's what the Beis Shmuel wants to suggest with Dasar Yivosh, that it's a din dafke in Elaine. I don't know. It's not mochach in the Rivash. Not mochach in the Rivash. Okay, there's a beautiful shot that the Beis Meir has. I didn't give you the Beis Meir to see this time. We've looked at a Beis Meir before. I was weighing in my mind whether I should give you the Beis Meir. It's a little bit of a harder read. I didn't want you to get stuck on the Beis Meir. But tomorrow I'm going to present to you a beautiful Beis Meir who has a fundamental yesod that he wants to say within the Rivash. And he's told it in the Lashon of the Rivash itself. I didn't finish the whole Rivash in Siman Shin Pei Beis. I read part of it. But if you read the rest of the Rivash, and you look at the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Rashba, you might figure out that what the Rivash is saying is something very unique. It could be the Lashon of the Rivash is Mashma, that his whole Yesod, that Eidus Mitoch Haksav works by Kiyam Shtaras, it is not just a Kula that the Eidus can be the Ksav. No, the Eidus B'Ksav, when you write down the Eidus of Kiyam Shtaros, you might be doing more than just giving Eidus B'Ksav. You're doing something. You're creating something. Some kind of a Cheftza over here. Look at the Rivash. You're creating some kind of a Cheftza. And maybe the creation of that Cheftza can work by everyone else except for Elaine. The answer here that we're looking for is that Taka Elaine is different, but the question is why? Look at the Rivash inside, you'll see the Rivash is saying a Var. And he connects it to Prusbel and to Modah. There's a Yesod here that the Rivash is saying. Look at the Gemara Bava Kama, and Mirtzei Hashem tomorrow we'll try to flesh out this idea. And we actually might move on. We might move on a little bit to the next Mar Makom Mashiach.